Welcome back to Newsworks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. Many small businesses in our region went under during the worst of the recession, and that almost happened to DCM, Design, Construction, Maintenance, Architecture, and Engineering in Camden, New Jersey, though now the company's thriving. Let's learn its story from its owner, Eduardo Guzman. Mr. Guzman, thanks for joining us on Newsworks Tonight.
Great to be here, Dave.
Your company started a couple of years before the worst of the recession.
Correct. We founded the company in 2006.
Tell us about the nature of the company.
We were originally an architectural design firm with engineering capabilities. So the name DCM stands for Design, Construct, Maintain, Architecture, and Engineering. So we were designers, architects, engineers that focused mostly on schoolwork.
There is no lack of need in the Camden District for refurbishment and new construction. Were you involved primarily with the public schools?
We were involved with the public schools, yes, with the School Construction Corporation and now School Development Authority throughout the state of New Jersey.
How large a staff had you built to when the recession hit?
Oh, well, when the recession hit us, we were 19 and we went down to 2. We had to really trim down. It was just my partner and I.
Oh, 2 is you plus 1.
Yes, it was just 2 of us when the worst of the worst occurred. We had to relocate to an incubator in Camden, an incubator managed by the School of Business from Rutgers University in Camden, and they presented us with a safe haven. And that pretty much was the safety net that saved our company from going under.
Of course, hindsight is easy, but in those times, how did you have the inner confidence to know that there was light at the end of the tunnel?
Oh, well, we didn't know there was going to be light at the end of a tunnel. We have this huge poster in our office that says failure is not an option. So we didn't know. At some point, you know, we thought we were just going to make it. I called my accountant and said, close the books, let's prepare everything. And my accountant, Rich Miseo, very wisely said, hold on, it's going to get better. Keep going at it. And we just stood there. We went 7 months without income, both my partner, Robert Benson, and myself.
And now that light is burning brightly. You were the recipient of the 2014 U.S. Small Business Administration's New Jersey Minority Small Business Person of the Year. Congratulations.
Thank you. Yes. After we literally hit rock bottom, we had to reinvent ourselves. We had to just increase our number of services and products. We were very, very aggressively marketing ourselves, and we literally recreated the company. We reinvented ourselves, and we've been enjoying success since then.
To the extent that you no longer primarily serve in the school end
correct,
of the business?
Correct. We became now primarily federal contractors. We serve federal agencies like NASA, like the White House, the U.S. Army. And it's a miracle. It's not only a miracle. It's just a story of relentlessness, of some faith, a lot of hard work, and a little bit of luck.
Sometimes it's a wonderful problem, but a problem nonetheless when a business explodes.
Yes.
How do you know you aren't moving too fast?
We're moving too fast, and we are having growing pains as we speak. Yes, we've been able to double revenue over the last 3 years, and that comes with a lot of pain, and that comes with a lot of reorganization. And right now we're in a phase in which clearly the sky's the limit, and we have a lot of work on the works, but now it comes a part of really professionalizing the office, getting our different business units working independently. So it's been a challenge, but a fun one. It's nothing like what we went through in 2008.
How large an office and staff is it now?
Well, it varies, but we have an average of 22 staff. We were blessed. Some of the folks that we had to let go during the recession gravitated around us, and we've been able to rehire most of them. And I always say this story is only can only happen in this great country, in the United States.
Where do you, unless you already have reached that point where you cross the line from small business to larger business and all that might entail with reference to things, for example, like the Affordable Care Act?
I would say we're a small, medium-sized business. And yes, we're trying to, again, understand the Affordable Health Care Act. It's so complicated. We've engaged consultants. We're a little disappointed with some of the things that we're learning. We thought it was going to provide us more accessibility to healthcare, but in some cases, even though we're small businesses, we are treated by our clients like large businesses, which means we need to still have the large lines of credit. We need to have access to capital. We need to have the insurance, the large amounts of insurance that our clients require. We need to have surety to provide bonds. So it's quite an interesting transition from being really like a truly small business to now dealing with millions of dollars.
Tell us about your visit to the White House.
We've been providing them with design and construction services for a variety of projects since 3 years ago. There was an earthquake that hit Washington, D.C. There were some damage to some structures, and we were first called into action to assist the White House Service Center into repairing some cracks and repairing some chimneys and some stucco that fell apart. And that opened the door for us to be able to now provide historical restoration services at the Eisenhower Building in some very amazing rooms and libraries and the Indian Treaty Room. And it's been an amazing story. And we were just asked to start the design of a green roof that connects the residence with the West Wing. So it's been an incredible journey from starting doing small work for the GSA here in Philadelphia. Our first job was to hang a hook for a judge in his judge's chamber so he could hang his robe. And we went there, and that's what we did. And from there, we suddenly are doing work in D.C. at the White House for the Office of the President.
What's on the docket now? What are the plans?
Oh, well, as we are growing our regional presence, we have to consolidate. We opened a small office in the D.C. area to be able to serve our clients in D.C. It's time to grow that office.
Do you anticipate, though, that Camden will remain the primary headquarters?
Oh, yes. Camden. We are committed to Camden. Everywhere we go, Robert and I, we always mention, yes, we're two guys from Camden. And even though Camden has a terrible reputation, we make sure that we try to be great ambassadors to the cities.
Though in 2006, when the work was inordinately based in Camden and done in Camden, now it seems that much less so is actually taking place in the city itself. So in addition to the ambassadorship, how specifically do your company efforts benefit the city specifically?
Oh, well, as I said, we've been working with local non-for-profits for a series of years. We run an internship program in our office to bring local high school students into our office in the summers. We run this in particular program with a non-for-profit called Responding, and we employ staff. We employ Camden residents. So we create jobs for not only Camden residents, we have residents also from other parts, North Philly, South Philly, West Philly. But we're creating jobs. We're bringing investment there. We are promoting the city, and it's been paying off. Now we are heavily involved with the moving in from charter schools into the city. We're working with a couple of the developers to redevelop some old, abandoned, beautiful historical properties in the city. We were part of the large team of the construction of the School of Medicine in Camden. So we are working with Cooper's Ferry. We just finished the renovation of the Hippo Heaven, the Hippo exhibit at the Adventure Aquarium, which I invite your audience to go visit. It's a great facility, and the guys at the Adventure Aquarium are doing a great work. So we are there. We want to be part of the redevelopment of the city. I think the mayor is doing a tremendous job. The non-for-profits are working. We wanted to be the firm of reference, and little by little is happening. And again, we're the real deal. We're creating jobs. We're bringing students, and we are there. We still don't live in Camden, but that'll come.
Eduardo Guzman and Laura Buena, thanks for joining us on Newsworks tonight.
Thank you so much. Great being here.
Eduardo Guzman is owner of Camden-based DCM, Design, Construction, Maintenance, Architecture, and Engineering. He's also the 2014 New Jersey Minority Small Business Person of the Year.